Monday, February 19th, 2018. It's the Getting It Out podcast episode.
I think we're on five. I'm not going to check. I'm just going to stay with five. And just like every other episode of Getting It Out, it is brought to you by StereoKiller.com. At StereoKiller.com, you can find new music, you can post your own music, you can participate in the This Is Hardcore 2018 poll for who you want to see play. You can make bad suggestions, you can make good suggestions, you can go on the message board, you can argue stupid things that don't matter, you can do whatever you want on that website, for now. I don't think that will change either, but I can tell you what will change is sometime in the spring, they will be unloading a new format, a new look, more simplified, more clean looking, and I can tell you I've seen it. I've seen some screenshots of it already, and it looks great. It looks like a big improvement on what is there now, and not that what's there now is bad, but this just looks updated. You know, nice and simple. You can find what you're looking for. No more digging. I don't know. Did you dig there before? I never had to dig because I'm not an idiot. But you know, some people have a hard time with websites that aren't just laid out like those old GeoCities and Angel Fire pages, which if that's a problem you have, then, you know, get off the internet. We don't need you here. We're getting along just fine without your dumbass. Maybe go, hey, Dan, Mr. Cool Guy, you're so cool. Please, don't kick me out. I want to stay. It's just that I'm trying to listen to this podcast on this old device, and it just doesn't work. Well, I've got a suggestion for you. How about you go check out Help You Tech? What is Help You Tech? Oh, I can tell you. Help You Tech is a personal IT and consulting company with a goal to match you with technology that will improve and simplify your life. The vast quantity of tech available can lead to confusion and options fatigue that can cause you to go for the cheapest option or, more commonly, spend more than you need. There's a sweet spot when buying phones, computers, and televisions, but it requires research to understand what is available. At Help You Tech, they live for that research. Let them shop for you. They will provide you with different buying options and the pros and cons for each for free. Recently, I saw them post up a deal for a, I'm going to say this word wrong, router. I want to say rotor, and I don't know why I want to say rotor. I know it's not rotor, but I want to say rotor. It's router and modem. Because I've been renting that shit from Comcast for way too long, and that 10, well, I think it's up to 11 bucks a month, too much. But anyway, simple things like that. They can alert you to deals. They can help you find the correct devices, electronics that you will need and that maybe you don't need, but you just want. So go to helputechpa.com. That's helputechpa.com. Last week I said .net. So if you tried that, I hope you gave up quick, because if you kept typing that in, again, get off the internet. We don't need you here. All right, let's do the show. Music time. I feel like I should start this one with a sexy rendition of the national anthem, as Fergie did last night at the NBA All-Star game that everybody seems to be up in arms about tonight. Or not tonight, today, whatever. And I kind of don't get it. I saw it live, and I just thought, yeah, whatever. But I was already at that point, what's the opposite of blown away? Underwhelmed? Underwhelmed at the preceding game ceremonies? And not so much because of the long-winded Kevin Hart introductions. That I started before that with the inclusion of Queen Latifah and a ludicrous rap song that was very basketball-specific. For the Canadian national anthem, they had Bare Naked Ladies come out. And all right, I'm not up on pop culture very well. I know Kendrick Lamar is popular. I don't know any of his songs. I know he's popular. I know Taylor Swift seems to still be popular. I know that there are more popular people. There's that guy that looks like a hobbit that sings real good, though. I don't know his name. And I feel like they picked people from 20 years ago. Okay. I think I could do a better job than that, and I would do a terrible job. So, but my point is, I didn't see the big deal with the national anthem, because the rest of that shit show was so bad that, you know, it just kind of seemed like it fit right in. I don't want to go into the game because I fell asleep during it, which is kind of fitting, because that's probably the way it should be, which reminds me that baseball is coming up, and I can't wait until it's over, because that's a game that I would fall asleep to before I even turn it on. I don't even need to be watching baseball to fall asleep to it. I hate this game. It's so bad. It's so old. It's so slow. I saw today they wanted to put a pitch clock in, that they nixed that idea. That's a great idea. The sooner it's over, the better. You need to speed this thing up. They're only allowed now to meet at the mound with the pitcher 6 times a game. 6 times a game. You're allowed to just go out there and stand and talk. How can you fucking people watch this? It's a terrible game. It's a bunch of fatzos who, you know, like how the nerds play soccer. Well, this is like the unathletic people play baseball. And the only thing they got going right is that they play their season in the good weather. You know, they start with spring training. That's a good idea. And they play all through the summer. And they close out in the fall. That, all right, baseball got that part right. But they only got that part because they were there first. And the only other sports that were around to compete at the time of baseball coming up was horse racing, which nobody gives a shit about that except for degenerate gamblers, and boxing, which nobody gives a shit about that except for degenerate gamblers. That's not true. I like boxing. But, it's baseball's terrible. In baseball, there's a guy who will come in and run for you if you don't feel like running. That's how fucking lazy these people are. Who's that guy, that Colin guy? He's a fat fuck for, like, the Mets or something. You can't be that out of shape and professional in anything. I mean, look at Kobayashi, a professional eater. He's even skinny. And these fat fucks in baseball can play. Look, they got buttons on their clothing. Hey, if every other clothing, sports apparel has clasps and drawstrings because they got to be on tight. And, there's going to be contact and you don't want to be unclothed, but in baseball you can gingerly do your buttons and you'll be fine because you're not going to touch anybody. You might get grass stains in your pants as you slide into second base and avoid a tap of the glove by the second baseman or a shortstop, because two people are allowed to play that same. It's a bullshit sport, and it's a bunch of wimps, and you're a bunch of wimps who watch it, and I don't want to hear any more about it. All right, so baseball discussion over. Terrible sport. They eat snacks on the bench, for Christ's sake. There's sunflower seeds. It used to be fucking chewing tobacco. And last night on the All-Star game, Steph Curry ate popcorn. And that was a story, that he sat on the bench and ate popcorn. See, that's a story in another sport. In baseball, it's just like, oh, there they are snacking again. Oh, the guy's going to get real aggro and beat up the phone. It's terrible. They're all on steroids. They're a bunch of idiots. They can't play other sports, so they play that sport. Okay. That's enough about baseball, I promise. And I feel like a little bit like a baseball player right now, because I'm being leisurely and fat, and I'm wearing a pair of sweatpants, but as they're now referred to as joggers. And I get they're a little bit different than sweatpants. If you don't know what joggers are, they're basically like they're tight around your calves for some reason I don't understand, and the crotch is gigantic. It looks like you're wearing like a piss-soaked diaper underneath your shorts, or your joggers, sorry. I don't know why the design is this way, but I have noticed that people are wearing them everywhere. Men are wearing joggers everywhere, as if they're not just sweatpants. Do people think they're really slipping under the radar with these glorified sweatpants, and that we don't notice, that I don't notice? I mean, maybe you don't care, but when I see somebody out in sweatpants, I assume they're either going to A, the gym, B, the Walmarts, or C, their heroin dealer. Because there's no other reason to leave your house in sweatpants than any of those reasons. You're either really healthy, a white piece of trash, or a junkie. Yeah, otherwise, keep your sweatpants inside. Me and my friend used to joke about if we would hypothetically have children, of course, this is before I had a daughter, that she would grow up wearing sweat clothes, because nobody can be attractive and they're always unsightly when they're wearing sweatpants and sweatshirts. And now everybody's wearing them out in public because they're joggers, because they got skinny legs and a diaper crotch. It's just not cool. I don't understand it. I know I'm not up with fashion. And look, I'm wearing them right now, so I'm a total hypocrite. I understand that. I'm just saying, stop wearing them out in public. unless you're going to the gym, Walmart, heroin dealer. Those are your only options. And maybe you can have meth too. I don't know. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm being overly negative. I'm being the guy that I don't like. You know, the guy that complains about everything. The guy where when you're talking about something with somebody else and they chime in to let you know that they don't like or they are not interested in what you're talking about. It's like what I call the picnic skunks. Somebody else probably coined that term, but hey, I say it too. Picnic skunks, you know, where everything's going great, and then somebody's just going to come in and shit on everything. It's like, hey, here's free pizza for everybody, and it's great. It's free pizza. Who doesn't like free pizza? And then this guy goes, well, it's Papa John's. It's gross. Yeah, who gives a shit, man? Why do you come in with that negativity? I don't need your narcissistic bullshit to try to make this about you and what you do and don't like. It ain't about you. Just enjoy some of it. So, for the rest of the evening, I'll just enjoy wearing my joggers. And I'm not going to worry about you bozos wearing them out in public. Like you're not wearing sweatpants. They're sweatpants, okay? Let's be clear. They're sweatpants. It doesn't look like I'll be needing my sweatpants, my joggers, the next 2 days. It's supposed to be very warm, at least here in central Pennsylvania. 70 tomorrow, 75 on Wednesday. I'm definitely going to go for a run, hopefully both days. And I posted a video last week on my Instagram account. That's, by the way, getting_it_out_podcast on Instagram. About people, how they walk on the sidewalk beside each other. And they see you. They clearly see you approaching them. But they don't get out of the way. They don't move over. They don't, you know, go behind each other just to let another person come by. I don't care if I'm walking or running. How did you get raised this way that you deserve to be there more than I do? I'm not going to push you out of the way, but I really want to. And I think it'd be fair if I did. You're a jerk. I just had to pause there for a couple minutes because for some reason somebody was right outside my house blaring their, or leaning, I should say, on their car horn. I don't miss that. That used to happen to me every day living in Baltimore. They used to call it the Spanish doorbell. I think it was probably said with more racist terms by most people, but the way I knew it, it was a Spanish doorbell. And in the neighborhood Greek town that I lived in for a significant part of my time there, you know, there were these one-lane streets, and there's parking on both sides, so only one car could fit down the middle of the road, and these people would show up to pick each other up for work, and instead of texting, calling, getting out of the car and knocking on the door, they would sit there and smash their horn until whoever they're waiting for came out. It was nuts. It was bizarre. It happened every single day. Ask anybody who lived in the area, probably the whole city. It was a big problem. I don't miss a lot of things about living in Baltimore. I do miss some, but most of it I don't. And well, here's a little story to tell you why. That very same neighborhood, I lived there for probably altogether two different houses for about 4 or 5 years. And one day, with my 2-year-old daughter, at the time 2-year-old, we decide we're going to go over to Execution Park. Now, hold on, let me backtrack here. Well, first we were going to go to the park right down the street from my house, right down the alley. But we couldn't go there because you know how these parks are made of plastic now? Well, somebody melted the whole thing. They lit it on fire and melted the whole thing at an elementary school. So this elementary school didn't have a park anymore. So we decided we were going to go across Eastern Avenue to go to what we affectionately called Execution Park, which obviously got its name because there was an execution-style murder in it. And that's true, too. That's not just a made-up thing. It wasn't actually called Execution Park, right? But anyway, so this guy was killed in Execution Park. And it's a small park at the end of these, at the end of a couple streets in the back by the train tracks. And there's, you know, you'd go there all the time and there would be the street-style candlelight visual remnants of the, you know, the candles with the saints on them. And, you know, I always wonder with those pictures of the saints, is there any, like, overly critical Spanish grandmother that just looks at, picks one up one day and goes, that's not Saint Peter. That's probably the wrong voice, but that's Saint Christopher. I don't know the fucking saints. All right, but anyway. So, we're walking over there, and she's small enough that she's in a stroller. And she's pretty clueless to anything at that age. And as we're coming around the corner, I notice in the far corner of the park, clenched to a fence with fingers clenched to the chain link, like he's hanging on for dear life, is a bum in full squat, pants down, dropping turds out of his ass right on the grass, probably about 10 feet from the playground. So naturally, I just make an about face and turn around. And my daughter starts, she wants to go to the park. And you know, we already tried to go to one park. So I say, well, shit, this guy's probably dumb by now. There's no need for me to bring it to her attention. I'll just go back. He should be gone. Because I would think once you shit in a place, you leave it. I've never shit out in public, especially in a big major city like Baltimore. But I would think you don't hang around it. So we go around a couple blocks and we come back to the park. She wants to be there. You know, I know we're only going to last a couple minutes anyway. Because two-year-olds, well, they're, you know, they're two-year-olds. Short attention span. So we go back over. I don't see the guy. Great. I'll just ignore his pile of feces and go on with our day. And I get her in the swings. I start pushing her. And then I hear over my shoulder, "Hey, man, you got the time." And I turn around and there he is. He's just sitting there on a bench on behind the little jungle gym thing. And a little startled because now I just saw this guy dropping nuggets out of his butt minutes ago. And now he's asking me what time it is. So I pull out my phone. I look. I say, "It's 11 o'clock. He says, "Thank you." And he continues to sit there. And I couldn't handle this. So I gather up my daughter and we roll out. But then for the rest of the day and for the rest of my life, I have wondered, and maybe you can help me with this. If you have any ideas, please, please let me know. You can email to me at gettingitoutpodcast@gmail.com what you think this man would possibly need to know the time for. What does a guy who shits in a park in broad daylight need to know what time it is? What kind of fucking schedule are you on, pal? What are you, clocking your bowel movements? I will never get this. And it will haunt me for the rest of my life. And I'm so thankful that my daughter was too young to understand what was going on. I mean, it's not like he had a meeting. It's not like he was like, "Oh, well, now I got to go pick up my kids at noon." I need to know what he needed to know the time for. It could be simple. It could be logical. But I'm not going to think anything simple and logical from a man who poos at a child's playground in broad daylight. There's got to be more to it, more to the story. And help me resolve this mystery. I need to close this case, or I'm going to live just unsure for the rest of my days. And this podcast will be proof of that. That years later, I'm still haunted by the man who pooed at Execution Park in broad daylight. For now, it resides in my Questions of Life folder, right beside things like, did Crisscross button each other's clothes? And would Mr. Ed have been believable if his voice were more hoarse? Anyway, I know I said I was going to get into the lists of turnoffs and deal breakers for potential girlfriends this week, but I didn't get there. I mean, I have it open right in front of me, but at this point, it's a little late in the episode as I'm trying to still keep them short without a guest. So I'll save that for next week, I believe. So I'll leave you with one final thought, and that is, I believe that the teachers at the School of Hard Knocks all need fired. Simply because everyone who says they went there is a fucking idiot. That's it for Getting It Out Podcast this week. Head on over to facebook.com/gettingitoutpodcast and like that page. Go to getting_it_out_podcast on Instagram and like that page. Send an email, gettingitoutpodcast@gmail.com. And a reminder that I am now on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, BeyondPod, SoundCloud, whichever platform you use to listen to your podcast. Please, please, please rate, review, share. Anything that you can do helps. I'm doing this because I like it and I want to keep doing it. And to get some feedback is really helpful. And to a few of you who have reached out, I very much appreciate that. There's been quite a few of you who have either messaged me on Instagram, on Facebook, or email. And I very, very much appreciate any kind of feedback I can get at all. So that's it. That's all I got for you. Bye-bye.